You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Phone calls are welcome. We'll update the poll results. NFL released its preseason schedule yesterday, and circle your calendars. Steelers-Cowboys face off in the Hall of Fame game. That will be August 5th. That means we have about 8 weeks until real football. At least sort of. Preseason isn't ideal. We didn't get it last year. It was canceled during the pandemic. And you do learn some things in the preseason. You get a chance to see rookies, in particular rookie quarterbacks, who might not get another chance during the season. And we saw that Jordan Love didn't get any opportunity to play for the Packers. Teams are wrapping up their OTAs, and the league actually goes into hibernation for a month. I like how the NFL in the the next 4 weeks sort of says it's a gift to the other sports. All right, here you go. Enjoy it. You got 1 month here. Unless there's movement with Aaron Rodgers, and then, of course, the NFL is going to take over the sports world. I don't know what's happening with Green Bay. I don't have a source on this. I have an inkling that I've always thought for Aaron Rodgers, his legacy, if that's important to him, you want to win a you want another chance to win a Super Bowl. You got one in Green Bay. You're not going to get one anytime soon in Denver. And if you go to Denver, they're going to have to give up a players, and maybe some draft picks here. It just feels like if Green Bay was going to trade Aaron Rodgers, they should have done it on draft night, because I think you could have gotten a better haul and you had more options there. Now you're limited. You got most of these teams. They're set. I mean, Denver's not with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke. But the Raiders, Derek Carr, they're sort of set. The Jets are set. The Bears are set. Carolina's not set. But Aaron Rodgers is not going to go to Carolina. The Rams, to me, would have been awesome. That would have been the ideal spot for Aaron Rodgers. But as we move forward with this, are we moving forward with this? It just feels like we're sort of on a stationary bicycle. Yes, McLovin.
We didn't really know how good the Broncos were going to be until Peyton Manning got there. Is there any chance the Broncos have like this young breakout talent that we just don't realize yet?
Well, I know of all the articles you keep sending my way that says exactly that Denver has a lot of talent on that team.
I know. Jerry Jeudy, Noah Fant.
It feels like they're hiding it really well in Denver. If their goal is to keep it under wraps so you don't know they're that talented, they've done a really good job.
Well, I saw a headline. They had the worst offense in the league last year, according to PFF. The single worst.
Don't tell us. Don't tell anybody that we got a really good roster.
In the GM office. That McLovin of the Dan Patrick Show spoiling it.
Yes. Shut up, McLovin.
We got him right where we want him.
I can see John Elway throwing something at the TV. McLovin, shut up. Don't let people know we're good.
That's what I'm saying, though. They're the 32nd best offense in the league.
We were 5-11 last year. That's where we want to be. We could go 5-12 this year. No one will see us coming. If you're Aaron Rodgers, you have a better chance in Green Bay or in Denver, McLovin.
Oh, I'm not saying.
You're not even the best. You're the third best team, maybe the third best team in your division. Maybe. At best, you're the third best.
I want him to go to the Raiders, though, because that'd be so cool to watch him at night on the Raiders.
I don't want to go in a division where the Chiefs are.
But as far as like as a fan, though, to watch the Raiders and have them be relevant, maybe it's a nostalgia, but that black uniform and Rodgers, if he could make them 11-6.
Yeah, I you know what? The hell with nostalgia. Am I going to win? Can I prove to the Packers, hey, you know what? You guys made a mistake in underestimating me. Or whatever his philosophy is, his logic is, his anger, his sentiment, I have no idea. All I know is we keep being told it's fixable. I don't know what is the problem that needs to be fixed, because I don't know if they know what it is. Like, oh, that's what it is. Oh, he doesn't like his GM. Is that fixable? How's it fixable? How about you ignore him? I had a few bosses at ESPN I didn't like. They probably didn't like me. I ignored them. Yes.
Which do you prefer for your content, our content, him staying in Green Bay or him going to this other team, whatever team it is?
Well, if he stays this year, that's interesting.
It's
because it's awkwardly interesting. probably get more money. Well, if he stays, it's awkward. And then what happens? How do they do in the postseason? And then what happens after next season?
But if he leaves and you get to evaluate Jordan Love every game, which will be fun, and you get to see a more interesting... You're not going to watch the Broncos unless Aaron Rodgers is there.
No, I won't. I mean, I'll watch the Sacramento Kings play basketball, but I'm not watching the Broncos play football. Even if Todd was over and he wanted us to watch the Broncos...
You still would turn it off.
I would not watch the Broncos. Yes, Paul.
I wouldn't watch the Broncos if Aaron Rodgers invited me to his house to watch the Broncos with him.
Mm.
That's what it would take.
Mm.
He's a big drink guy.
Okay. By the way, the U.S. Open, it's at Torrey Pines, Father's Day weekend. It's U.S. Open beginning June 17th on NBC, Golf Channel, and streaming on Peacock. Are we going to stay with the poll question for the final hour, McLovin?
Well, yeah, the poll was, what's the ideal size for a college football playoff?
Oh, okay.
4, 8, 12, or 16. There was a runaway winner. See if you can guess what it was.
12.
It was actually 8.
Oh, okay.
Same. I'm pretty close. I think the point, nobody said 4,
yeah,
and nobody
moving,
said 16.
They're moving right by. They, you know, there's like 8. Nope, we're going right to 12.
Very few people voted for 16, though.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to get there yet. Todd has a limerick about the college football expansion, and I think we're all a winner when that happens. So, Todd?
Same schools every year has been rough. Other deserving teams had quite enough. Time to break down the door and allow more than 4. 12-team playoff? That's some good stuff.
All right. Seton, do you have a problem with Todd doing the limerick?
No.
You kind of...
I just rubbed my eyes, that's all.
But
it's more allergy season.
You rub your eyes, it feels like, every time Todd reads a limerick. Is it a tick that you have?
It's possible. I might not realize I'm doing it.
Like, if Todd just started one right now, Seton's hands would go up to his face without even knowing.
Yeah, his allergies would act up here. Are you allergic to limericks?
I believe I am. I don't have a very good poker face. So
no, you do not.
There's usually some type of... reaction to the things I don't like.
There was nothing less secretive than when Todd would do mock headlines. And I could hear an audible groan, and this is supposed to be soundproof glass on the other side, and I could hear Seton go...
Just a high volume of limericks. Yeah. High volume.
Yeah, I know. Well, Todd tends to do this when I say I like something, and then Todd goes, hey, I got...
Going one per hour for a couple days in a row. It's like, dang. Yeah. It's a lot of limericks.
Yeah, I know. And we've created this sort of secondary, this cottage industry where now we have other people supplying limericks for the program.
Whoa. You mean like Todd's got a ghostwriter?
Oh, no. Just the audience. No.
Well, Ryan
in Honolulu.
I do love, though, that somehow Todd in the show has managed to make sports limericks a thing. I think that's pretty great.
Yeah. And I'm going to have Todd develop limerick cards for all occasions, and then maybe this is something for the holidays where a Merry Christmas, but it's a limerick from the Dan Patrick Show.
When you really don't care to give someone the very best.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
I'm going to defend Seton because it's very possible that audible groan is actually America and not just Seton. That's coming through the walls from all over the place.
You're right. I have not actually seen the audible groan. But you're right. It could be other people around the country, around the world. Yes, Paul.
Seton also has a tell. Remember Brooks Koepka when Bryson DeChambeau walked by and he closed his eyes? When Seton doesn't like something, he does the exhale, eye close thing, like to take himself to another place where he's not here. The exhale, eye close is my favorite.
I get those little videos people take off of like screens and stuff. I just got one the other day where someone was interpreting what I was saying with my mouth when they said that Todd's got a limerick and I mouthed something. I was getting interpretations of that, which is fun.
Bucks beat the Nets last night. I wouldn't feel good if I'm the Bucks. He won 86-83. Played some pretty good defense. Chris Middleton played well. He had 35. Nets up 2-1. You had a situation there where Kevin Durant did not get one of the last shots for this team. And he had this to say about the style the Bucks played last night.
We can play better. We can play better. We can play faster. We can play more together. We can move the ball better, so we can get back to our scoring 110, 120 points like we usually do. But at the end of the day, if we can win a game by scoring, how many scored? 84, 86? I'll take it.
I think that's Giannis, not Kevin Durant.
Oh, sorry.
Here is Kevin Durant talking about the Bucks' style.
They played more physical. They were there at the rim. I mean, they just played their regular way. They played the way they've been playing the whole season. I think we got great looks. We didn't knock them down, but they also did a good job of contesting and being physical and, you know, blocking shots at the rim. For the most part, we got back into the game, had plays down the stretch, and, you know, they was able to make a couple more shots.
He's not worried. Jazz over the Clippers, 37 for Donovan Mitchell. Tonight, 76ers, Hawks, Game 3. Suns and the Nuggets, Game 3. Yes, Paul?
I have an NBA question for the room I've been sitting on.
Okay.
Is there currently not a best basketball player in the world? Because if I said, who's the best basketball player in the world today, not because of the playoffs, just in, you know, who's the best basketball player in the world, if that was a topic, it seems like it's a group of 8 or 9 dudes. And Luka, now I'm not talking about accomplishments. I'm saying best at playing basketball. LeBron's the accomplishment guy. But Luka could be in there. LeBron could be in there. Kevin Durant could be in there. The MVP could
James
be in
Harden
there.
James Harden could be in there.
Sure.
Steph can be in there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Chris Paul playing at a high level.
Assuming everyone's generally healthy. They're not, like, down for the count. Is there not one?
Yes, McLean.
There's one guy I like. I saw the list for Paulie. Maybe it's recency bias, but it feels like usually it's LeBron, but right now he's an aged Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
If LeBron was 2 years younger, then it'd be LeBron. But LeBron's going to be 37 next year, so I wonder if that pushes him down just a tick.
Yeah, but what Steph Curry did.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that was as impressive as anybody this year. You know, the Joker had a better team around him for most of the season. Steph didn't have much there, and you knew every single night he was shooting. I would say that Steph had the most impressive season of anybody this year, but that's just because degree of difficulty. Without him, you know, that's a 10-win team. Yeah, Paulie.
Here are some other names I put on the list. Yeah. Giannis. Back-to-back MVP.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard, Kawhi Leonard, Steph Curry, Luka, Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
James Harden, Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell because quick turnaround from the bubble, and you had guys who were injured, and then they sat out even longer. You know, Donovan Mitchell sat out a month. Harden sat out all that time. Now, if those were playoff games or he's coming back for the playoffs, he would have been back. So, I don't know. I think what Steph did, given that roster, was the most impressive thing this year by anybody in the NBA. Yeah, McLovin.
Could you make an argument that we're not counting defense enough for a guy like Steph or a guy like Luka? Because if LeBron wanted to shut down Jamal Murray, he shut him down. Embiid's a great defender.
I think LeBron.
Giannis is a great defender.
I think LeBron he has to pick his spots. The mileage that he has, that he can't do it. He can't do it from start to finish. He can't do it, you know, 5 games out of a 7-game series. But he has more mileage than anybody in the history of the NBA when it comes to playoff games. Does anybody bring up Kevin Durant's defense?
It's been a topic this week, actually. I've heard people say that he's stepped up his defense tremendously.
Well, because when you don't play defense, then all of a sudden you step it up, then yes. Like,
haven't you heard that like in the last couple of years?
I know. Like Doug Gottlieb reminds me of that. Durant's best player, you know, he can play defense. I get it. But nobody's saying, well, he's a shutdown defender. When LeBron wants to play defense, he can shut somebody down. Kevin Durant doesn't shut people down, but he's if you say if you're starting a team and I get Kevin Durant, I feel pretty good starting my team. Yeah, Paul.
Just to give you an idea of mileage, Kevin Durant has played about 1,000 NBA games total, playoffs and regular season. LeBron James has played 1,550. That's more than a third more of a career.
Let's take a break. More phone calls on the way. It's coming up on 16 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. It's amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. no limit on how much you can earn. And that's amazing. In fact, even more amazing because you're able to use that Discover credit card. It's accepted 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing that word yes more often. And you can learn more. Discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's a Meat Friday. Traeger Grills, Wi-Fi, connected convenience, right from your smartphone. Set it and forget it. It's like having an oven. You just set it and then do whatever you want to. You can monitor with your smartphone. You could go to a local dealer. Visit TraegerGrills.com/DP Show to learn more. Some more phone calls coming up. Paulie has a this date in movie history.
You ready?
Yes.
I have a simple question.
Okay.
The thing is, 35 years ago, the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off was released on this date.
Okay.
Mid-80s.
All right.
Is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Matthew Broderick, et cetera, et cetera, a great movie or a great Chicago movie?
Well, no, it can be just a good movie.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be great in either category.
But I think people from Chicago are, being one of them, especially proud of this one because it shows off the city. But is it just a great comedy?
I thought it's a good movie. I like Matthew Broderick in that role. I thought he was really entertaining. The supporting cast, it was well cast. I thought it was fun. Yeah, see.
It's a good movie for sure, but when you watch it back now all these years later, you're sort of like, you know what? He's kind of just a bratty kid.
Yeah.
And like when you watch it back now, he kind of rubs you the wrong way of like, God, somebody punched this kid in the face already.
Yeah. Yes,
I think it's my age group. This movie was, yes, it's a good movie, but it was kind of special in a way. Like, it really spoke to us. And because we all wanted to be Ferris, you know, just like the cool guy in school. Like, it spoke to that, like, high school wanted to be, even though he wasn't, like, the jock, he was Ferris. He was the cool guy, and everyone aspired to be like that.
I wanted to be Charlie Sheen.
You wanted to be the bad guy.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen is in the police headquarters there, busted for drugs with his leather jacket on.
It's a great cameo.
Yeah, it is. And Ferris's sister, you know, is like, whoa, hey there. Like, he got to be the bad boy there.
Jennifer Grey, right?
Yes.
Who was Dirty Dancing.
Yes, Jennifer Grey. I had a couple of phone calls in here. Let's see, where do we go? Jamie in Texas leads us off. Hi, Jamie, what's on your mind today?
ADP, 59180. Hey, yeah, I was calling about Officer Kennelly. So I was a B-1 bomber crew chief in the United States Air Force, and I joined after 9/11. And I realized they don't pay very well. I wasn't making any money. So I went to apply to see if I could go to Chili's and work as a wait tables at night. I was denied, had to wait for Harry Cat to get replaced, applied for a second time. Finally got permission to go work at Chili's, and I made more money working at Chili's than I did in the United States Air Force, which is crazy. And then I had a question for you as well.
Okay.
I guess it's for Fritz. And no offense, but Fritzy, how did you meet your wife? Did you meet her as Hunk Fritz, or did you meet her as Todd? And no offense.
Okay, of course. How's that not offensive? But Todd, would you like to answer
that?
Sure.
I met her after my days where I was in a lot better shape. I was about, 28 years old, and my run with the being in shape was probably more in the teen years, early to mid-20s, so she got the not as great version of me, the one that definitely lost a D along the way and picked up LBSs instead of Ds.
Yeah, it's TOD LBS.
That's basically what happened.
Yes, McLovin.
But he pulled on his new set of skills and involved Derek Jeter and all sorts of like different Todd skills.
Tell that story, Todd, just so people realize that you were unprofessional a long time ago, not just, you know, your bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah for your son and daughter.
Yeah, we had Derek Jeter as a guest on a show called Up Close back in the day at ESPN, and in addition to booking the guests, you know, you're booking flights and hotels and limos and everything, so I know what hotel he's staying in, and this young lady who's now my wife is someone I was going to be meeting up with when I went back to New York from L.A., and I knew she was a big Yankee fan, specifically Derek Jeter. So I decided to call Derek Jeter's room and ask him if he wouldn't mind saying hi to a friend of mine, which is Jen. And I got her to leave her classroom, her elementary school in Brooklyn, to say hi to Derek Jeter. And obviously, she was all excited about that special opportunity.
Yes, Paul.
There is so many. That is insane. It's one of the most unprofessional things, but also one of the most baller things I've ever heard anyone do. Because if you want to make a impression on someone, having 90s Jeets call a school teacher is unbelievably gutsy by Todd.
I think the crazier story is the fact that he had just won Rookie of the Year and was on the cover of Sports Illustrated and agreed to fly coach from Newark to LAX in seat like 38D, which I still can't believe that Derek Jeter once flew across the country to do an interview in coach.
And your wife's reaction?
She was very excited and flattered, and I went back. It was like Thanksgiving time to meet up with her, and everything went well after that. And married over 20 years, two kids, and all that good stuff.
Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, I would never introduce 90s Jeter to my girlfriend in person. No.
Yeah. But it was just over the phone. A couple more phone calls. Tom in Wisconsin. Hi, Tom. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Tom.
Nice talking to you. I don't think we've talked since the great Brett Favre debacle of whatever it was. Like, there's like 80 of them, but 2007. I think the whole thing with Aaron Rodgers is he's a guy who's making $30 million a year or more, and that, in his mind, makes him de facto boss. I make five or six times more money than my, quote, boss. He ain't the boss. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm the most important person here. I should make all decisions. And I think that's it. I just, you know, and right now the Packers got him backed in a corner. They are not going to trade him. He's either going to play or he's going to just retire.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. And that might be the case. I would listen to Aaron Rodgers. I would apologize that you didn't give him a heads up. You were drafting his perhaps eventual replacement. But okay, you took a shot. We were wrong. We bet against you. We won't do that again. We're betting on you this time around. But, you know, we were trying to look at the future of this franchise. I know you took it personally, but this is a business. It's a business on your end as well. You know, the Chiefs did this to Alex Smith. They drafted Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, you can say it's a different scenario, but this was a playoff team. I think they won, that Chiefs team won 11 games that year, maybe won 12. But certainly, and that was Alex Smith's best year. They draft Patrick Mahomes. Now, he wasn't coming off an MVP, but, you know, I get it. But I don't know what's fixable here. Everybody keeps saying, well, this is fixable. Is it? You can't undraft Jordan Love. So how is it fixable? Let's see. What else do we have here? George in Ohio. Hi, George. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My brother from Zanesville. How you doing?
Good, George.
Hey, I watched the show, the Emmy show. It was really good.
Thank you, George.
Great. You know, sorry you lost, but you compare yourself to the Bills. Don't forget, there's Hall of Famers on that Bills team. That's what you guys are. This is my eighth year as a fan of the show, and I've enjoyed it. I don't get to see them all. I'm still working, but it's great. Another thing, you've been talking about quarterbacks all morning. I heard a story where Kyler Murray wants to play baseball.
Well, he says he's open to it.
Okay,
he's just open to it. And thanks for the phone call, George. Murray said that, I'm not trying to start anything. I'm just talking. He was asked about, you know, still wanting to play baseball. And I think that's one of those where, yes, I'd like to play baseball, but this is what my job is, play football. He was asked about this. Oh, do I think he's all of a sudden going to go, you know, I've played enough football, I want to go play baseball? I don't think so. Feels like being an NFL quarterback, getting that next contract, he's going to be taken care of for a long, long time. Josh in Nebraska. Hey, Josh, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. 1 inch and 40 pounds heavier than that previous caller. I have some good information. I know some people who went to the Naval Academy, and they said that it's simply the rules too pliable and that the obligation should always come first. And yes, it does hurt football recruiting, but so be it, that obligation should be their number one priority. Also wanted to shout out to my future in-laws, the Watsons from Tucson. They're big fans of your show. And so they listen to your show every day during their swim practice, at least my mother-in-law does. And so if you have any story times with Uncle Dan about your in-laws, that'd be great to hear. So have a wonderful day.
All right. Thanks. Well, thank you, Josh. I'm big in Tucson, by the way. I can't walk down the street in Tucson. Yeah, Paul.
That's a fun town. If you've ever been to the University of Arizona,
oh, yeah.
you can go deep in that town.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Arizona State, too.
Oh, that's like fantasy.
That's even more fun. That's funner, as we like to say. See, I couldn't get into the University of Arizona. I could get into Arizona State. But so I've been told. Man, you couldn't get into Arizona. All right. There's a lot of schools I couldn't get into. Most people have a 18 on their ACT after taking it three times.
Was there a college that you wanted to go to? Like, just wanted to? Not for necessarily basketball. Just like, man, I would love to go there. Do you
UCLA.
Remember when you're 18?
UCLA.
And you... Not to walk on or anything,
no.
Just to.
Well, yeah, in my mind, yeah. But like you
could have gone to walk on tryouts.
Yeah, but you think you can play, but they, you know, I couldn't play with those people. But UCLA, it just felt like, you know, I didn't think about USC, but USC would have been a campus that would have been more in tune with me than UCLA, I think. Hawaii. I don't know why. I was like, I'd never been to Hawaii. I don't even know if I'd been on a plane once in my lifetime by the time I turned 18. Because my dad would always load us up in the like the station wagon.
Oh, no, like an old Ford Country Squire?
Yeah, we had six kids. And you just kind of got in early and then you staked your territory there.
Barreling down the highway.
Yeah.
No seat belts.
No, no. Just, you know, having sodas and chips, and that was a meal, and we were good with that. Sandwiches, very thin slice of bologna, and maybe some cheese on there, American cheese. Yes, McLovin.
Had you been to L.A.? Did you guys do that drive from Ohio
to
L.A.?
Well, I used to live in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. So is it? But you were young then, though.
Yes, I was very young, and we took an overnight trip to Disneyland. And once again, I hadn't been on a plane and one time in my life, but the whole family packed up everybody. And we went to Disneyland. I don't know. I don't even know if we went into Disneyland because I don't remember. I think we were really close to Like, I think we went to LA, went to Anaheim. I don't know if we went into Disneyland, but we went to a hotel by Disneyland. Yes, Todd.
That's ridiculous. It sounds crazy. You're just kind of driving the streets of Anaheim and you're just kind of looking outside the gates of Disneyland.
But I don't think my dad ever promised us we were going in to Disneyland. He said, we're going to Disneyland.
Take pictures outside
the
doors.
Yeah, so, you know, when you're holding onto the fence and you're looking in and we're like, this is so cool.
You get mouse ears or anything?
I don't
even
know.
Nothing? Coloring book?
That's kind of sad.
That's real sad.
Yeah.
But you had pictures like outside, like the entrance.
Yeah. We certainly gave the impression that we went into Disneyland. Tanya in South Carolina. Hi, Tanya.
Hey there. I got to say, you guys are dismissing the GOAT, Messi, Argentina.
Okay.
You can't count them out.
All right. Well, no, we were asked if we wanted a bet here, Tanya. This is the Euros. Argentina's not in it, I don't think. Let me check with my soccer experts. Paulie?
I'm almost sure Argentina is not in Europe.
It's called the Euros.
Oh, gotcha.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Tanya.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, no, we had a listener who said he was taking France and we got the rest of the field for pies to the face. Paulie, check and see if Argentina is in Europe because I don't think it is.
I'll call them and ask.
Okay. Hey. You're forgetting the goat, Messi. No.
We could do a Copa America breakdown here next.
But that'll be on Monday.
That's Monday's show.
That's Monday's show. Monday's show. Let me see. Jonathan in Portland. Good morning, Jonathan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How's it going, bud?
Good, John. What's wrong? You sound down.
Well, my wife and I were sitting here, dogs in surgery. Just wanted to call and say thank you to you and the boys. From the bottom of my heart, your show means a lot to us. And just wanted to tell you to, you know, appreciate your dogs, Penny, Winnie. Just wanted to show some love to you guys.
Well, I hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. It's just a little, you know, we're up all night, dog, you know, not doing too well, so it's just rough.
Stay on hold. I'm going to send you some, can I send you some Penny's dog biscuits?
Of course.
All right. Thank you,
DP.
All right. Hold on. We'll get your address there, Jonathan. Send that out to you.
Wow.
Yeah, no. I mean, I was joking about my puppy, Winnie, driving me crazy. I, of course, don't want to give her up. She's my rescue. I just need to be rescued from my rescue sometimes because she loves me way too much. Way too much.
I mean, who rescued who, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I'm just saying, who rescued who?
I would love, like, one morning, my wife act the way Winnie does when Winnie sees me. You know, where my wife brings me a bone and, you know, like she's really excited to see me. Yes, yes.
That who rescued who sounds like a sign you get at Pottery Barn.
Yeah, it's exactly
like an affirmation that you put on your wall, like family first.
It's a very popular bumper sticker.
Oh, of course it is.
With puppies?
With
dogs? Yeah. Who rescued who?
And actually, who was it? Who's Amy? There was an SNL skit once where they're talking about rescues. And Amy, who's that comedian?
Not Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer. Yep. Yeah. She's like talking there and she goes like, I mean, who rescued who, am I right? And all the women are like, oh my God, yeah. It's just so funny.
I'm going to take a break because I have a monitor here. I can watch Tyler. He's taking the meatballs off the Traeger and the grilled prosciutto wrapped asparagus as well. We'll take a break. And I need to sample the product here, of course. More phone calls as well. Back after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Close up shop here on the program. Want to send this out to all the backroom guys, all the great work they do throughout the year. And we thank them for another Sports Emmy nomination and another Sports Emmy loss. Who says I can't sing?
Yeah. Somebody who doesn't know singing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's you. Seton doesn't know singing. Todd, I think, is the only one in the room who can sing.
I try to sing.
But what? What does he sing that's well? Like, what's, is it?
I don't know, he sings Hall & Oates.
Yeah, no, I think he's got a niche where he nails it.
Yeah, I don't know if any of us have a niche that we can nail a song.
Todd has a higher pitch, like those 80s songs.
Yeah, because I can bring it down low and do like a Johnny Cash or something like that, but it still doesn't sound that good. Yes, Eden.
I don't remember who said it, but the saying is everyone can sing, not everyone knows their range. And that's sort of the thing. Everybody can find one spot that sort of sounds pretty good. Most people don't know how to stay within that one spot or where their limitations are.
Okay.
So you are a good singer, and so is Todd.
I've been told I'm a good singer, but I think good is, that's a little tricky. I think I can sing a little bit, but not on a consistent basis. Like if you said you got to sing a whole song, you know, I don't think I could do that. And if I did karaoke, I'd probably do an Elvis in the ghetto. And his mama cried. Paulie was there with me. We were at Dimples.
Dimples in Burbank.
Burbank.
I still have the tape of that somewhere.
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Wasn't Paris Hilton there that night when we were doing, somebody was there, famous.
Well, Kiefer Sutherland was there one night we were there. He sang one night when we were there. And then I don't know if it's the same night we were there, but Britney Spears was there.
Oh, there you go, Britney Spears.
And she didn't get served because she was underage.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I thought that there was somebody famous there.
Yeah, Spears.
And then we went to Porn Star Karaoke. That was also in Burbank.
Yes.
At a different location. That's one of those where, you know, when my wife goes, oh, did you guys go to dinner? Yeah, we went to dinner. What else did you do? I went to Porn Star Karaoke. What?
It was this little joint called Sardo's. In Burbank, and it was right across from the hotel.
Yeah. It was just convenient. That's the reason why we went.
I said, you want to get one last beer? You're like, yeah, what's going on here? I'm like, no, nothing.
And then you walk in, and then you don't want to know the porn stars because then you're probably like, oh, you got a porn problem? So I acted like I didn't know anybody in there. I think I might know her. Let's see. Edwin in New York. Hi, Edwin. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. 5'11", a studly, 220.
All right.
just wanted to call you guys, let you guys know I've been a big fan since early 2010s. Since working remotely during the pandemic, my sons have been listening to you for a very long time. So, you know, every time I would put on the show, they would just pick up their big old heads and just look at the TV, and then, you know, they would just listen to Dan Patrick. So, again, just wanted to give you guys a shout-out, honestly, just with the crew that you guys all have and just the product that you just give out on a daily basis. Just incredible. Really thought you guys were going to win it this year, but, hey, fifth time's a charm, right?
All right. Well, thank you, Edwin. It's just not good for our brand if we win. No? Then all of a sudden, like, nobody roots for the Cubs anymore. Yeah, see.
Don't you feel like after all this time, all the people calling in, it's going to be like, we did it? Everybody's calling and be like, oh, man, you guys got robbed. You guys blah, 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 this and that. Don't you feel like then it's like we all did it together?
Yeah, but then what happens after that?
Who cares?
I do. It's not about the moment. This is about my legacy. What if we would win a sports Emmy, but we have to stop doing the show? Anybody signing up? How badly do you want a sports Emmy?
Going to stop doing the show eventually someday. Might as well do it with some hardware. I mean,
I think that's what Terry Bradshaw said.
Kyle in California. Hi, Kyle. Welcome back.
Hey, DP.
Hey, buddy.
Just calling in, telling you guys, you shouldn't have won the Emmy. You do nothing for me every day, and I hate listening. Everybody's giving me your roses. No, just kidding.
Thank you, Kyle.
Obviously, just kidding. I wanted to ask McLovin, bigger key to the Sixers game tonight, Tobias Harris hitting a couple jump shots or Doc bitching at the refs again?
Okay. Well, thank you, Kyle. McLovin, you got a take on this?
Well, all the Philly fans think Doc won the game by putting Ben Simmons and somebody else on Trae Young and getting Danny Green off of him. That's the key. How do you stop Trae Young?
Well, I think getting Danny Green off of him, no matter who you were putting on, was probably going to be a better choice there. But, you know, the bench bailed out the 76ers.
You have a hunch in that series?
I still think Philadelphia should win. But I like that Atlanta not afraid. They don't play like you would think a young team would. And I think you have to have a little bit of that attitude. This day in sports history, Paulie.
I got a couple, Dan. 1938, Johnny Vandermeer of your Reds threw the first of two consecutive no-hitters. He did not make the Hall of Fame. He was like a four-time All-Star.
Yeah, I don't think he had big numbers.
But you would think a guy who's got two in a row. That's nuts. Hank Aaron hit the 14th Grand Slam of his career, which is the record, in 1972. And let's see. Mark McGwire in 1995 tied a major league record when he hit a home run in five consecutive games.
Yeah, but that since got surpassed, didn't Don Mattingly? No, are you sure? I thought Mattingly had 7 consecutive games. Where
this day in sports history, 1996, Don Mattingly hit home runs. And
that is not true.
Made that up.
That is not true. I thought Dale Long did it for the Pirates, where he had 7 consecutive games where he hit a home run. And then didn't A-Rod beat this?
Johnny Vandermeer, 1938, first of 2 consecutive no-hitters.
Thank you, Paul. Recapping the bet on the Euros, we have the field. And is it Mike in Orlando who has France? And it's pies to the face. We'll take one individually, and then he'll take 5 if he loses. McLovin, up the final results poll question.
How big should the college football playoff be? People want 8. 62%.
Okay. All right.
Better than 4.
You're going to have 8. After the round of 12, then you'll have 8. I think that's, hey, we want 8. Okay, hold on. Give us a week.
And now I like it.
Now
it feels good. Okay.
Yeah. You got Sixers-Hawks game 3. This feels like Philadelphia wins tonight, Atlanta wins game 4. That's what it feels like. And then Suns at the Nuggets. You want to put away a team while you can. And this is a Nuggets team. We're going to find out a whole lot about them after their head coach called them out and said they quit. You're going to find out what kind of resolve they have. And does it matter against this Phoenix Suns team? Yes, McLovin.
If it's the Suns and the Jazz,
yeah,
their uniforms are pretty similar. Their styles are similar. I'm going to find that to be weird.
I like those Utah uniforms. The ones they had on last night?
Yeah.
That's got the Red Rock Desert?
Does the NBA need the Clippers to come back to get that big market in there for the West? Or is KD enough in the Nets to be good enough?
Well, I don't know. Like, do you really have the New York market with the Nets? Do you really have the LA market with the Clippers? Yeah, Seton.
Right. I was going to say, I don't know how much of an uptick it's going to be with the Clippers.
Yeah.
Just considering they're sort of...
I think Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
stars. Those are national stars.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you said, there's no parade in Brooklyn. I mean, what New Yorker, you're in New York all the time. Do you ever hear them talking about the Nets?
No. But they want to talk about the Knicks, man. Let's go around the room what we learned on this award-nominated program. Todd, I'll start with you.
John Barry expects the Lakers to make a major overhaul of their roster for next season.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at that. I thought, let's just get everybody healthy here. He was talking about, let's get rid of everybody. McLovin, what'd you learn?
John Barry, tough lifestyle there.
Yeah, just play golf. Seton O'Connor.
Yeah, John Barry knows how to clean up a throw-up stain.
Yeah, he does. Oh, man, it was on the beautiful tie that he had, and he just ralphed all over it. Before we did a basketball, before we were doing our NBA show in Detroit. Paulie.
Russ Wilson said our show asked the toughest questions.
What We Learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz vans that go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, 5-star sales, service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz vans built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything, go that extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Thanks to all of our affiliates. Have a great weekend, everybody. 12:15 podcast, The Backroom Guys, available at danpatrick.com. Have a great weekend. There's one more item as we close out the show. We just showed you what was coming off the Traeger grills, and it could be the same thing for you. By the way, Donovan Mitchell got his Traeger grill on Tuesday. Is there any correlation between Donovan Mitchell playing extremely well in the first 2 games of this series and he got a Traeger grill?
Now they're all going to order them.
Yep, everybody is. Everybody is. Traeger makes cooking delicious food incredibly simple, controlling the grill's temperature, easy as using an oven. You just set the temperature and forget it. Traeger does the rest of the work for you. You can download recipes, 6-in-1 versatility. You want pulled pork, a pizza, even a pie, cocktails. Traeger does it all. Wi-Fi or technology. Control your grill right from your smartphone. They have a Traeger app there for you. That means you can control your monitor and you can change the grill settings if you want to. You want to raise the temperature, lower the temperature, you can do it right from your phone. Great food, great summer ahead. TraegerGrills.com/DP Show.